Welcome to Let's Talk About Tests Baby, a weekly podcast about software testing, QA processes, agile, and other general geekery. My name's Jem Hill, and I'll be your host. Hello listeners, welcome to episode 38. I'm jumping straight in this time, no news. Has everyone watched Mr. Robot? It is a great Amazon original series about a hacker who works for an online security company, and then spoilers happen, and he spoilers things. I'm going to assume you have, but if not, you should. Right now, go watch it. And all you need to know for this episode is that in episode 3, the protagonist monologues throughout the episode about bugs and the nature of bugs. And because originality is for losers, I am going to use that monologue to augment my own monologue about bugs and the nature of bugs. Has the word monologue ceased to be a word for anyone else right now? Monologue, monologue, monologue. Anyway, I'm going to put the whole monologue in the show notes, but I'm not going to read it out here. A lot of it is for dramatic effect because the monologue is woven throughout the entire the episode, and that is an hour long. And the nature of the character is sometimes quite dramatic, but there are some points there that I wanted to tease out. Incidentally, I have many thoughts and feelings about Mr. Robot. If anyone wants to hit me up for Mr. Robot chat, all the details are on the site as always. Feel free to do so. Anyway, this monologue. One of the reasons it's so dramatic is he uses bugs as a metaphor for weaknesses in humans, about finding people's bugs and stuff. But so the analogy does hold up in some parts, and those are the parts I want to talk about at the moment. So one of the first bits says is that a bug is never just a mistake, it represents something bigger. Which, okay, so sometimes a bug is just a mistake. Mistakes happen, people are human. However, sometimes it is, I think, worth checking out to make sure it isn't just a symptom of something much bigger, even if it's just that you've been staring at an issue for so long, you need to get up and get a drink or whatever. You know, if it's something you notice, like a typo or a distraction, something simple. But sometimes it could be a symptom of something much bigger, whether it's a more prolonged fatigue or inexperience, or maybe something even more serious like a health issue. It is worth the time to check in, even if it's just with yourself, just to see if you are finding that you're making a few mistakes, that there's not something else going on. It could be anything from just going to get a brew to more substantial action, but I think it's worth taking note. Practice a little mindfulness, don't spend all your time in the zone. Things like that. So the next quote is, when a bug finally makes itself known, it can be exhilarating, like you just unlock something. A grand opportunity waiting to be taken advantage of. And I kind of assume this is actually more like finding the cause of a bug for a developer, not finding the bug itself. When a bug finally makes itself known, I'm kind of assuming it's... I mean, for the purpose of the episode, it makes sense, but for the purposes of my show, I am assuming that when you find the cause of a bug, it can be like a revelation. Because... I mean, this actually got me thinking about something kind of unrelated, which is, for me, finding a bug isn't a huge revelation. I'm not happy when I find bugs. I don't go, yeah, bugs. Getting to grips with a particularly complex piece of functionality or figuring out the patterns to a really weird bug, that I do get the feeling of success or achievement from those, but not finding a bug. And it reminded me how long it took me to divorce not finding any bugs from being productive as a tester in my mind. Because if I'm not finding bugs, then how do you prove your worth? If things pass first time, then are you even... do you know what I mean? It's things where, from the outside, it doesn't look like you're actually producing any work, even though you know you are. And it took me a long time to divorce that in my mind. And it's all internal. No one was actually thinking that or saying that at me at work, as far as I know. The work that I do up front and the work that we do as a team up front reduces ambiguity with the client and within the team, which means that we get less issues further down the line. And that is part of my worth. And so finding bugs are useful, but not the only way it can be valuable. I mean, I suppose a bug is an opportunity for functionality to be improved. On one level just to fix the bug, but on other levels you might be able to make some more improvements around that while you're fixing it. And I guess it's an opportunity to learn stuff, maybe? But yeah, I just like the idea of bugs being seen as useful for whatever reason, whether it's from a learning point of view or a chance to make changes to the system for the better or a chance to reevaluate some stuff. I like the idea of bugs being seen as a useful thing as opposed to a bad thing. And the last section I want to talk about, it's quite a long quote, but it's kind of worth it. It says, "The bug forces the software to adapt, evolve into something new because of it. Work around it or work through it. No matter what, it changes. It becomes something new. The next version, the inevitable upgrade." And I just really enjoyed that section, the idea that the bug forces the software to evolve like Darwinism in binary. The inevitable upgrade is great. It's a great phrase because code is never finished. A website or a product is never, that's it, done. There's always things you can make improvements or changes and stuff. Even if you choose not to make them, even if you release that and then move on to something else, there's still work that could be done there. It's ready to ship, but you can never just stop and go, right, that is it. I don't need to touch it anymore. Even if it's just making change to the code to adapt to new technologies or new platforms, there's still changes that could be made to that in the future. And if you do continue to work on that code, it's a constant building and improvement. It's working and ship and working and ship and working and ship. And I just like the idea of, like, testing those evolutions. And it's a bit grandiose to say you're testing evolution, but for that code, when the code is constantly changing and evolving, you are changing it. And it's, you just want to make sure that the constant evolution is a good thing and not likely to end up on What the Fuck Evolution, which is a fantastic Tumblr, which I will link to, which just looks at the bizarre things that have evolved. And bugs are an inherent part of evolution. Evolution works by mutation. And so the idea that sometimes bugs can contribute to that evolution in an unexpected way. When you find a bug as a tester, you might end up sometimes saying, well, actually, this is a bug, but if we change the way it works, or if we incorporate this function into what we've got, it might actually not be a bug. We might actually be able to turn it into a feature. You might actually be able to say it's not a bug, it's a feature. For some of them, obviously are bugs, and they get eliminated because this is survival of the fittest. But not always. Sometimes you can take them in, and it's just great to see. It's just such a great concept, software development as evolution. And I just like the idea of bugs being good things, even if I don't celebrate finding them. I like the philosophical approach of, well, even the cause does end up being something simple, like a typo or whatever, because this isn't TV and not everything has deep meaning and not all bugs are burdened with glorious purpose. And sometimes the best thing to do is just to fix it and move on. But sometimes it is a learning opportunity and it is something that we should take advantage of when it's presented to us, and see if it's not something we can use to evolve into something new. But yeah, no, Mr. Robot is really good. I don't know anything about hacking or software security from a dev point of view. I've been told that most of it is alright, like, you're not going to watch him code things and cringe, but there are some actions that don't make sense, but it's much better than most media that involves code and hacking. And this is a really good episode. It's a good series. Like, it's mostly around finding bugs in people and using those as like exploits to get to what you want from people. But really good episode of a really good show. I highly recommend it. And like I said, I will link to the full monologue in the blog post. All contact details will be there as well. And I will see you next week. Bye.